This week, we answer a question from Yang in China. Yang writes, I'm confused with the be verb and the do verb. Which one should I use, especially when making a question? Dear Yang, do you want to learn how to ask questions with do? Are you learning about the be verb too? I just used those verbs to ask you questions. Be and do are called auxiliary or helping verbs. That means they help make questions or negative statements with main verbs. To answer your question, let us start with the auxiliary verb do. Use do when you make a question in the simple present tense. In the following questions, the main verb does not change.
What do you want to eat?
Want is the main verb.
Does she like her job?
You also can use do to ask a question in the simple past tense. Use the past tense did with the main verb, as in these questions.
Did you eat pizza yesterday?
Eat is the main verb.
Which car did you buy?
Use the helping verb do when using not in a question or statement in the simple present or past. Here are two examples.
Why don't you ask her?
Didn't he go to the party?
Use be when you want to make a question in the present continuous or past continuous tense. The continuous form of English verbs adds the letters ing to the end of the main verb, and be matches the subject. These questions can be negative too.
Are you thinking about the Christmas party?
Were they making dinner when you arrived?
Isn't she driving home now?
There is one more auxiliary verb in English, the word have. We will talk about how to use have another time. And that is ask a teacher. Do you have a question for the VOA English teachers? You can ask us about anything related to learning English. Our email is learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Jill Robbins.